Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, TGIF to you. Thank goodness it is Friday. And folks, I'm headed this weekend to Flowood, Mississippi. I know, that's just a booming metropolis, but I'm headed to Mississippi to speak at the incredible Word of Life Church this weekend, one service on Saturday night and three on Sunday. So please pray for me. Those of you listening in for the very first time, my name is Chris Brown. I'm your host of Chris Brown's True Stewardship. This is a show where we talk about your life. We talk about your money. You call in with questions or comments or testimonies about life, about relationships, about money. You name it, but feel free to call in at 866-357-3283. Again, it's 866-357-3283. And folks, we've been giving our endorsed local providers information about them who specialize in taxes the spotlight all week because we're here in tax season. And, you know, that tax deadline is right around the corner. If we do this right, it doesn't have to be stressful. So, you know, make the contact now with one of our ELPs, and then it's kind of a gradual process over the next couple months and not so hectic. So if you're looking for someone with the heart of a teacher to help you, go to stewardship.com for more information. Again, happy Friday to everybody. Phone lines are open, 866-357-3283, and let's go to the phone lines. Our first call comes in from Sacramento, California. This is Coleman. Coleman, how are you?
I'm doing well, Chris. I actually have my wife, Tori, on the phone, too, and we wanted just to call in and kind of give you our journey through baby step number two.
Oh, good. So, Tori, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, we got you both on the line. That's awesome. So you're going to call in and brag about God.
Yeah, it's been a 22-month journey that Tori and I just made it through just yesterday, and it's been life-changing and awesome to finally reach the finish line.
Very cool. You said yesterday? So this is fresh.
Yeah. Yeah, yesterday. Yesterday I called up Tori about 8:30 and said, guess what, babe? We did it. We made the last payment on your car. We own all of our cars, everything except for our home. So it was a huge victory for us.
So, Coleman, you're telling me that you actually own your car. Like, there's no, like, bank that owns it. You own it.
Chris, we own both of our cars.
Wow. You guys are weird.
I know, right?
We are weird.
So doesn't it drive better when you own it?
It does. I mean, being able to have the pink slip, I mean, Tori will get her pink slip in a week or so. It's pretty cool. It's awesome.
That's so cool. And folks, what he's referring to, a pink slip, just because, you know, it's so rare that we actually see one of these. It's called a title. and he's going to have a title in his hand. It's going to be so cool. So tell us a little bit about your journey.
I guess if we start back with Dave Ramsey, I listen to a lot of talk radio. Tori likes to call it my old man radio station. I'm like, hey, I'm 32. It's not really, I'm not that old, but whatever. So back in early January 2014, one of the radio personalities got booted off our local station, and he was replaced with this other nut job that came on the radio, Dave Ramsey, talking about how you got to pay for everything with cash, you got to have your mortgage at 15 years with no more than 25% of your take-home pay going towards your mortgage, and ultimately you're working towards like a zero credit score. And so I spent like the first week yelling at my radio, like, come on, Dave. Yeah, I'm sure it's real easy to pay for everything with cash when you're a multimillionaire, right? And so I went through like a week or 2 weeks and then continued to listen to him. And, you know, when everything's backed with biblical references, it kind of hits you, right? It's like, oh, okay, this does make sense, and it's out of the Bible, and maybe I should actually start listening. So I ended up buying the Total Money Makeover, and I read that real quick, and I'm thinking, how am I going to get Tori to read the Total Money Makeover? Because that's not her style of book. I always joke around that she only reads books that are about sparkly vampires. Really true, but I knew she wouldn't be up for really reading it, and it probably wasn't even a couple days later, we're sitting in church, and they offer the FPU class. And so I kind of nudge her a little bit, and after church, we're looking at each other, and she's like, yeah, I think we should do this. And so we went to
Actually, I think I told you first I thought you were crazy.
I was going to say, Tori, you're doing a good job at being quiet, because he's kind of thrown you under the bus a few times.
Yeah, I know. No, I think at first I said, you're crazy. You really want to do this? And I think he had mentioned it before we had gone to church, and then they talked about it. I think when they mentioned FPU classes at church, that's when we kind of looked at each other and was like, okay, you know, I think that's, you know, he's telling us something. We need to do this.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. And so you guys went to class.
Yeah, we went to class. We jumped in with both feet. We cut up a bunch of credit cards. We thought we were good. Every month we would pay off our credit cards, so we wouldn't pay the interest. Or if it was a 0% one, we'd extend that out a little bit. But we thought we were good without paying interest. Of course, the credit cards bills would fluctuate between a couple hundred dollars up to $800, you know, and they'd stack on top of each other. So going through the class, we cut up the credit cards, which I made a list, and I was like, man, we have a lot of open credit cards.
Yeah.
So we jumped right in. I'm more of the nerd, so I created this Excel spreadsheet, and we went through our budget and just kind of stayed on course. We started in March of 14 and finished up just yesterday.
That is so much fun. And so now you got life post debt. And so what's the dream now? What's your next goal?
Fix up the house.
Attack the house?
We've been in our house we're going to remodel our house. We've been in it for 9 years, and we still have the awful orange tile in the kitchen. So it's
oh,
in
wow.
need of being.
And maybe replace some of the windows that the kids broke and I fixed with duct tape.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. There you go. The old duct tape in the window. I've seen that, been there, that's for sure. So what was the total amount of debt you guys paid off again?
So it was $72,810.
Wow. And in how long?
22 months.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are rock stars. Oh, that is so cool. Well, man, what a testimony that is to all of our listeners listening in. And, of course, you've encouraged them and inspired them. We're proud of you, cheering you on in this your next season. And you guys should just really take pride in the fact, not only that all of us, you know, listening in are proud of you, but the creator, the owner of all this stuff is proud of you. You have proven faithful, 1 Corinthians 4:2. He is the owner, Psalm 24:1, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and you're a manager, and you have proven faithful. And the promises in the Bible that I read, it says, those who are faithful with little, he can trust with much. And so you've got a great season come ahead of you, and we're really, really glad you called in.
Yeah, we really appreciate the opportunity to let everybody know that it's doable.
It is doable. Thank you so much, y'all. Well, that is so cool. I mean, Coleman and Tori calling in from Sacramento, bragging on God and the inspiration and motivation that God gave them to do that over the last 22 months. Guys, that's exactly right. That's a great way to end the call. Very, very doable. I'm not sure your situation, but folks, it's doable. You can call in or you can email in. The email address is chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. And Alan decided to email in, and this email says, good morning, Chris. I work for a company that provides an iPhone for my sales position. I also have a personal cell phone. Me and my wife are implementing the baby steps and are working towards paying off $19,000 in debt. If I keep just the work phone for all use, it can save us about $60 a month. But that means the work phone would always be with me. However, I do like the space and separation from work the personal cell phone gives me. What would your counsel be on this matter? Thank you for your time, and I love the show. God bless. I'm not a huge fan of paying for discipline. Anytime we got to pay for discipline, and so we have enough things to pay for. We don't need to be paying for discipline too. And the way I hear here is you're going to be giving up a $60 a month savings so that you can have some built-in separation. Which would provide you some mandatory discipline or you'd be avoiding any kind of need for discipline because it wouldn't be a temptation. Will it be a new temptation? Yes. But you should be able to do it. You can do it. If someone were to say, I want to give you a $60, $60 a month, I got to ask you, would you accept it? Of course you would. So, you know, as you go into this and you only have one phone, I would ask for accountability on the front end, whether it be your spouse or whether it be a friend. Have it in writing if you need to, but have some accountability on the front end. Of course, the Bible says iron sharpens iron and one man sharpens another. So, you know, invite that accountability in your life. And you know what? Also, I would tell you this, be aware that what we allow, we accept. And what I mean by that is if anything is going to go bad with this decision, it's going to be because you allowed it to. Because right now, nobody knows that you've got your work phone on you at night. And so nobody's going to take advantage of it. But when you start calling others and when you start taking calls, what you're saying is, by allowing it, is you're saying, yeah, I invite it. Come on, call me in the evenings. My wife and I have these kind of conversations all the time when she's texting 10 o'clock at night with people at work. I'm like, Holly, you're the problem. It's not them. You're teaching them. You're the leader. And you're teaching them that this is the acceptable behavior. So you've got to create those barriers. And you already have the barriers. All you got to do is don't create new ones. But yeah, you can do this. And I would go for the savings for sure. The phone number is 866-357-3283. And next call is coming in from Dallas, Texas. This is Allison. Allison, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm better every day. How can I help you?
Well, I was calling because I have a house that's paid for. Market value for it is about $48,000. It's $15,000 for the land and then $33,000 for the home value.
Okay.
And the only problem is it needs about $45,000 in expenses to fix. And so I'm wondering, should I sell it and then use whatever money I get for a down payment for another house? Or should I take out a loan to fix it? Or should I just try to cash flow the repairs, which I think would take about 4 years?
Just so I know, which way are you leaning?
Well, I don't know, like, because there's no hot water, there's no heating or air conditioning, so it's, like, really rough here in Texas at times.
Yeah.
But then I'm, like, kind of suck it up and handle it, you know?
Yeah. Allison, do you have any contacts, any connections to have these repairs done for... potentially for a discount rate?
No.
Okay. Tell me about the location of this property, because that's probably the most important piece of information. Is it a advantageous location?
No, it's not the best neighborhood. I had originally thought that I could fix it up and maybe rent it out because it's not somewhere I'm wanting to stay long term.
Mm-hmm.
And if I sold it, I could pay off my car, which I owe like $9,000 on, and then I'd be completely debt free. But of course, I wouldn't have a place to live.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the question I normally ask folks, Allison. If I were to give you $48,000 today, would you go mm-hmm. buy that home?
No.
Okay. Here's the deal. I think it's pretty glaring. The location's bad. It's not, you're not giving up some kind of a major investment where the location's going to jump up, you know, 300% in the next 5 years. You don't see that there. It's not where you want to live. You actually need the cash to pay off some consumer debt. So everything for me points towards you selling this thing. And if you don't have any kind of connections for any of those home repairs, you're going to be paying top dollar for all these repairs, which means you're not going to get any of the money back out of the value of the home. I don't like anything about you keeping this property.
Yeah, that's where I'm kind of leaning. The only thing that scares me is, you know, worst case scenario, if anything were to happen, at least with paid off house, I'd always have somewhere to stay. But then I'm like, oh, I wouldn't really want to stay there either. So,
yeah.
But I appreciate your advice so much.
Yeah, and I would just say this, Allison, that that mentality of what you just described, I know that's not your primary mentality, but it does sneak up for all of us occasionally. And it's kind of a spirit of fear. But what if, oh, I mean, what if happens? Oh, it's, you know, kind of like, what if the whole world was going to crash? I had nowhere to stay. You know, we all, of course, we know the Bible says that he's not given us a spirit of fear. I wouldn't want you to operate with that. You know, there's a risk assessment in our lives where we're, you know, making sure that we're wise, but living in fear that you'd have no shelter, you've got no historical basis to fear that. So I would just throw that out with your decision making.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your help with this.
All right. Thanks for the call. All right, folks. Well, you know, when it comes to real estate or when it comes to our bills or like, you know, Allison mentioned, car payment, those kind of things, you know, there is an element there of, you know, sometimes there's some fear. If you can't pay it off or you feel overwhelmed, you feel anxious, there's some real emotions that are tied to finances. And that's why we've devoted an entire radio show to this, is so that we can speak to that fear and we can claim the scriptures and know what the scriptures say. And then that'll also tell us what the lies are. And one of those lies is that Allison would have no shelter in 3 or 4 years, that she would be up against the wall that bad. And there's nothing historical in her life or in the scriptures. If we follow the scriptures and we're wise, that that would be happening. So and the same is true with our taxes. You know, many of you are, you know, you get really anxious come tax time. Maybe you're listening in and you have no idea what I'm talking about. Well, that's great. You're blessed. It is not an anxious time for you, but for others, it's a very anxious time. So I got to ask you, did you sell or purchase a home in 2015? Did you make any charitable contributions in 2015? Anything in your taxes that would make it, you know, complex or something you don't know how to handle? You know, if you answered yes to any of those questions, then you should seriously consider seeking a trusted professional to help itemize the deductions on your tax return and to avoid overpaying the government. Last year, 61% of homeowners missed a ton of different kinds of potential deductions. Charitable contributions, for example, accounted for 27% of these missed deductions, missing out on an average savings, get this, of $800 on their taxes. So folks, even if you can't find your receipts, like many folks in America, there are still ways to show your deduction eligibility. So if you want to ensure you maximize your refund this year, we have just the people to help, and they are our ELPs, our endorsed local providers, and they are absolutely the best. And this is a nationwide service that helps you find local experts that you can trust. And I've used them, I'm currently using them, and they're great. Let us connect you with a trusted tax advisor in your area to discuss all your deduction options. Go to stewardship.com and click Find an ELP to schedule an appointment with a local tax expert that you can trust. And that's the key, that you can trust.
If you have a question for Chris, email him at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call him at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. Now we continue with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
Folks, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, right here on the dial, right here on the website, or the podcast. Thank you so much for listening in. The phone number is 866-357-3283. This next call is coming in from Camp Pendleton, California. This is Joshua. Joshua, how you doing?
Hey, doing great. Yourself?
Oh, I'm better every day. How can I serve you?
So I'm running into a situation where I'm going to be facilitating one of Dave Ramsey's financial piece.
Sweet.
And yeah, it's a great time. But I'm actually running into an issue. I'm currently in step two, so I've gotten $1,000 in the bank. But I married into the debt of a master's degree. And so with the master's degree debt and everything else, the credit cards, we're looking at about $140,000 worth of debt. And so now that I'm at step two, I did the debt snowball, laid it all out, and I'm looking at 46 years to get completely debt-free.
Okay.
So I know that's not going to work, as, you know, I'll be like retiring at that point. So I'm trying to figure out, how do I handle this? Like, do I set some of it and act like it's the mortgage payments and set aside for later, or what would you recommend?
Well, yeah, Joshua, what's your income?
We're looking at $1,300 biweekly. So it's $2,600 a month.
Okay. Any chances for more money?
The promotions or like waiting the 2 years and they like give you a bonus on your paychecks. But that's it from my side, unless I'm getting like a second job or if I'm like pushing my wife out of the house and saying, hey, you have to work now.
Yeah. I mean, the reality is that, you know, $140,000 is a lot of money. And the reality is that you're not necessarily making a ton of money. So that's just not a good combination for getting through baby step too fast. Let me give you some stats that just kind of let you know the doability of this. When you think about a national average, you put millions of people in a pot. The average person is carrying 6 to 16 years of debt. So it'll take them 6 to 16 years to get out of debt. Most people are around the 6-year mark. 70% are around the 6-year mark, and there's another 16% that are closer to the 16-year mark of paying off their debt. Now, when you go through Financial Peace University, and this is good for all of our listeners to hear as well, over millions of people, we have statistically averaged 18 to 24 months to get out of debt. The same people, the same debt load, all the same variables in each one of the scenarios. All it is because, as you've heard before, if you're a Financial Peace University teacher, you know that that getting out of debt, personal finance is 20% head knowledge and 80% behavior change. And of course, that's what we teach is the behavior change, getting gazelle intents, Proverbs 6:5, free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter. Or around my house, it's free yourself like my middle son from the hands of my older son. that usually works with them a little bit better. But they're outside of extra jobs and less expenses, there really is no way of speeding this up.
Okay.
It's just really, that 46 years is just daunting. And the only way that you can get dramatic results is to do dramatic changes. And so I don't know what that means with the military. Of course, we thank you for serving. That's a big deal. Very selfless of you. But when it comes to this debt elimination, it's going to need some kind of extreme measures.
Yes. Yeah. I was kind of suspecting that. But I was just like, you know, is there any way, because me and my wife definitely feel like, hey, this is where we're supposed to be in the military, but we're all, we're looking at this and like, that's pretty daunting, like 46 years, like unless something, I mean, God always pulls out wild cards, but unless something happens, we're going to be rolling with this for a while.
Yeah. And here's the deal. Don't read into this too much, but you've got to ask yourself, what are we called to do spiritually first? Okay, then it is patriotically second. And I really believe that this leaving a legacy to the next generation is really important. Proverbs 13:22, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. And I just really would love you to sit back. I don't want to make decisions for you, but think through. What do I want to leave the next generation? What do my wife and I truly value? What are our core values as a family? And make a decision based on that. And so when it comes time to possibly do your renewal, or I forget the terminology, but to re-enlist, to have those conversations and ask yourself, what do we want to do? And I really feel like if you pray over that, God will give you the answers, and you guys will make the right decision.
We will, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, and thanks again for serving.
Thank you.
Well, I love speaking to folks in our military, and very heroic for them to do that, very selfless, and obviously very appreciative of that. Folks, it is Friday, so spend some time this weekend going to stewardship.com to find an ELP in your area to help you through the crazy tax season. And don't wait until April. Make the contact this week so everything can be rhythmic over the next couple months. You will thank me later that you did that. And I don't know if you've done that in the past or you've had like really hectic the starts of every year. That's crazy. It happens once, it's like, okay, I was just learning. It happens twice, shame on you. We've been down this road before. Most of us have filed taxes before. Let's not do that to ourselves. While you're there at stewardship.com, sign up for our weekly newsletter full of tips and articles. We'd love to serve you in that way. And hey, folks, have a great weekend. Exodus 23:12 says, 6 days do your work, but on the seventh day, do not work. A time to refresh and reflect on how absolutely incredible our God is and how much He loves us. God bless y'all.